number 47. Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, a science fiction and fantasy podcast. This week's episode is called Peak Democracy, and it's in the post-apocalypse series. In this story, after the election, the winner takes it all. In the simple cell, the prisoner, lying on the unfamiliar narrow bed, listened to the TV news watched by the guard outside. The voice of the new president was relayed from a campaign broadcast from the victory rally, with much talk of dynasty and providence by breathless commentators. The prisoner listened to the words of the president, his brother, and yet also the man responsible for his recent incarceration. "You might not like me or the things I say, but you know it's what I feel. I'm not hiding anything. Why should I? Why would I?" Through the grill, the prisoner heard the guard grunt approvingly. "Of course, you might love what I say. I sure do. And I know so many people who do. People who come up to me in the streets and tell me they love me. Unbelievable. I still can't believe it myself." "Yeah," the guard joined in with a roaring, adoring crowd. "But the experts, the press, they just don't get it. They use the language of the elite, the long sentences, the paragraphs of words, a blizzard of words, everyone contradicting everyone else. One man's opinion is as good as the next. There's no certainty with scientists waiting on their next piece of evidence, going back and forth and to and fro. You know what?" He raised his voice and leaned forwards. "It's all designed to confuse us. They peddle in the lies and fake truths of the weak, the scared, of the poor, the needy, of those who want what we have and what we fought for." The guard shifted in his chair, thumping at the wall in time with the chanting crowd. "But it's ours to keep. And if you elect me, you elect a strong, likeable man who wants the best for his family. And what's best for family is best for the country. We all know that, right?" The new president paused, waiting for the chance and the clapping to subside a little before emphasising the next words. "I love the flag. I do. It's on my lawns, all of them. And it's on your lawns. It's on all the great public buildings that celebrate our noble past, the history that made us what we are today, a nation proud and strong. And you know what? The flag is protected by our police, our military, our private militia, by the guns we all own." The crowd went wild again, but he continued, shouting now over the volume of his audience, surfing its tide, perfectly attuned to the roll and twist of the waves, riding at the head of victory. "You might not like me, but I tell it like it is. I don't lie, I don't. I tell you what you know to be true. I tell you what you see every single day. Aliens coming in, criminals sneaking through, sniffing at our jobs, our money and our daughters. Their presence, their very presence, an offence to our neighbourhoods. These other politicians, these slimy dogs, you know, they wouldn't know your truth if it smashed them in the face. And I'd love to do that, right? Smash it into their faces, these lying, cheating sons of the capital. Corrupt politicians milking us of our cash and our freedom, telling us what to do with our lives, interfering with our land, our guns, our minds. This is supposed to be a democracy. Leave us be. Let us do what we want to do." The guard outside the prisoner's cell slapped the wall, joining the thunderous applause on the TV that echoed throughout the cells and shook the building. A final flourish followed. "You might not like me, but I'll make them all go away. I'll leave you be. And because your values are mine, you can trust me because I tell it like it is. And this time, the winner takes it all." The guard slapped the TV off and laughed loud as he strode along the line of cells, running his pistol across the grills of each, clattering its contempt for the occupants. The radio in his uniform interrupted the glee, rasping into life with a short message. "Oh, you guys are in for a treat," he shouted into the air, then back at the radio. "Yep, all is ready." Silence gripped the corridor, and the guard left. A few moments passed, and a distant door slid open. The lock on the prisoner's cell clicked, and a visitor strode in. "Brother!" The gigantic voice of the new president bounced across the walls of the tiny cell. "I thought you'd come." The prisoner shook his head. "Of course, one of my first visits since the victory. May I?" he mockingly asked to sit at the end of the prisoner's bed. "So, you did it." The prisoner sat on the pillow, with his legs held to his chest. "Oh, I said I would, and here I am." "Did you really think you could pull it off?"
"Well, between you and me, I didn't think they'd be stupid enough to vote me in."
Put his hand on his mouth, laughing.
"Oh, we're not being bugged, are we?"
"Sure, but you're the boss now."
"Well, ain't that the truth?" The new president grinned. "You know, son, they got what they voted for." He leaned in. "I can do what I like. All my speeches were the same. I made it perfectly clear what would happen, how I felt, what I'd do."
"You did." The prisoner looked back, hollow-eyed, at the triumphant visitor.
"Yep, nothing can stop me now. Voted in by the majority to do what I want to do. A true reflection of the electorate, a man of my word.
So?
So, there'll be no more pandering to the people who lost. No more special treatment for the little guy, for the minorities. Devil take the hindmost, as our dear old dad would say, right to the very end, when I pushed him down those stairs."
"Ah, it was you, even then. So what's next?"
"Well, I really can do what I like. That's what I said I'd do. I'm gonna ban all books. They're too damn long anyway. Close all independent TV and radio networks. Then I'm cancelling elections. I've already appointed my own staff to all senior jobs and shut down the other offices of state. I'll rule by decree from now on because I do know what's best."
He wagged his finger. "For a democratically elected politician, that's hardly democratic." The prisoner closed his eyes.
"Nonsense! It's the absolute consequence of our system. Majority rule, winning fair and square. Democracy's not dead. It's just reached its peak." He whispered. "I am democracy now."
Well, that's it for now. Thank you very much for listening. That was another spin, really, on a recent episode called The Big Man. If you like this podcast, please do recommend it to your friends and perhaps even give us some stars on your podcast app. Thanks so much for listening, as always. See you next time. This is Jake Jackson. Goodbye.